Rue. We're joined here by Dear Evangeline, just outside the Midnight Arcadia, just outside their show that's going to be happening later on at the Handlebar. Hello, guys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Let's introduce you to our audience first. So can we maybe go and do like a little introduction? Who plays what?
Hello, I'm Robin. I play rhythm guitar, usually.
Sometimes. Do cool stuff.
Sometimes I do some cool stuff.
Hi, I'm Xingyu. I also play guitar as well. Also do some cool stuff sometimes with my friend Robin. And also do a little backup vocal here and there. There you go.
Yeah, Robin also does some backup vocal.
Yeah, true. I'm Kiki. I do the vocal slash screaming a lot.
I'm Olivia. I play drums.
I'm Prim and I play bass.
Lovely to meet you guys. I saw you briefly when you were playing at the Exclaim Showcase set. I managed to drop in for your last three songs because I was at another show before that. But I'm glad that I caught part of it because like the energy in the room, you know, it was a late show. It was like nearly midnight, maybe past midnight. So the crowd was starting to thin out, but the energy, it was so alive down there, you know?
Oh my God, I didn't realize it was that late, but you're right.
It was a fun show. I liked it a lot. It was like really cool. It was like very theatrical.
I liked the venue. It was really like, I don't know, dark and mysterious. And the lighting was cool. I liked the stage.
Oh, the story venue. So you guys, I've heard, come from kind of classical music backgrounds.
Whoa, deep cut.
We did that interview a while ago.
But it's such a journey to go from that to like hardcore music. So how did you guys get into it?
Brampton.
Being emo and being from Brampton.
I feel like that was very separate, the classical stuff. I think that's mostly just all of us doing like doing instrument lessons as a child. I don't know. I mean, Xing, you were just Chinese, so we got the Chinese parent
kind of thing.
Yeah, my mom's Filipino, so that's also why I was put in. I realized the other day that I was put in piano at age 3. I thought I had to have been 5, but apparently I was playing piano before I could talk.
So we're all like virtuosos, just destined to be doing music anyway.
Well, I'm not good at piano, but I think I was very destined to do music. I think this is true.
We could do like a piano in like a Trent Reznor kind of way. You know, we've been into Nine Inch Nails, I guess, recently.
I can play Let It Go from Frozen on the piano. So.
I can play What Makes You Beautiful.
That's all I learned.
That's a good one.
Pull that one out.
And that's what we got from our classical piano training. Yeah. Yes.
Not a lot.
Yeah, play it right now.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, and she was quite a snow.
That was really good. Woo-hoo! I felt like there's a piano here.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
I'm really getting the live session experience here. Yes.
I really, really do believe, though, that we were all destined to do music, is the moral of the story.
Mm-hmm. And then you just wait for the pieces to like fall into place, for things to click. Like, Kiki, you learned how to scream from YouTube.
Yes, I did.
Whoa. How do you know that?
I did my
own. This is like Nardwar. Oh my God, I'm scared.
No one's ever done research before.
What?
No one's ever done research before. Either.
I don't know how else people are supposed to ask questions. But you guys have like, you've been putting out EPs for the last couple of years, like one a year. You're on it. You're locked in. And you just released, last year, you released your latest EP. Called Other Side.
Yes.
And it's like an interesting EP to like look at because on the one side you've got like a lot of hardcore kind of punk stuff and then you have a Björk cover on there as well.
Yes, we do.
How did that come about?
We were like in your car and we were listening to a lot of Björk and we wanted to do a cover.
Yeah.
But then we were both listening to Big Time Sensuality. We were like in, I don't know if
on our way to
the van or something.
No, it was in my car. We were on our way to Stacy's house, our old drummer. We used to practice in her basement all the time, and on the way there, we were listening to Björk, and our favorite thing at the time was just to, like, listen to songs that aren't hardcore and then start saying, we should cover this. We should make this a hardcore song.
We still do that.
We do that today. We do it today.
There's a video of an Ice Spice cover. We're not in that, but it has, like 2 million views or some shit. It's, like, really... I feel like there's history there.
Yeah.
There's history in covering weird non-hardcore songs.
Sort of like that weird TikTok thing.
That we did?
212.
We covered
Azealia Banks.
But yes, it literally, it was my top song, I think, in 2023.
Which, Björk?
Yeah, the Big Time Sensuality. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then it just ended up falling into place because it really matched the EP thematically.
Yeah.
I feel like the lyrics are also quite fitting for the band. You know, like it takes courage to enjoy it, the hardcore and the tempo.
Yes, the dichotomy is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I listened to Phoebe Bridgers in the shower.
That's confessions from a hardcore band. Is Drowning. I feel like that's a bit of a standout one. Like it's got like the kind of gentle in the hardcore side of things as well. It's a bit more like slow, a bit more contemplative, like reverb drenched and all that kind of stuff. Tell me a bit about that song.
When I was writing the lyrics, I was like, this can't be a full-on upbeat hardcore song. There needs to be some kind of very cathartic element to it. So I think going back and forth between the like clean vocals with the main melody and then everything coming together and becoming louder and heavier and more noisy really just shows the emotion from both sides of just overall how I feel about this. The dichotomy is crazy in that one. Yep.
And I love how it ties the EP together as well. Like it's not just like five hardcore songs. You know what I mean? Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like having the Bjork cover have some clean vocal in it and then Drowning too, it's nice to have some clean vocals sprinkled everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Just you wait for a new song tonight.
So you guys have been busy, you've been writing feel like we're due the 2026 EP. What's like, what are you writing at the moment? Because I feel like as people go on, they find, you know, new things to write about, new things to talk about, all that kind of stuff. What's like currently on your mind?
I mean, how many songs have we written so far? Two, right?
In full.
Yeah, two full songs.
And we have ideas, guys. Don't
worry. We got ideas. Cooking. We're cooking. I don't know, should we like hashtag reveal? Or, like...
Well, I
think we can talk about the lyrical.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like they kind of blend aspects, like the softer and like more hardcore aspects from. The dichotomy. Yeah, from like our last EP, our most recent EP. I feel like it's a good transition into like a new era for us, I'd say.
For like the music, I think it's sort of natural that it kind of goes that way. I feel like we listen to like so many different things.
Also, just like always. This is our like first EP where we're like the full band. We're all writing every song together as opposed to like having other things already kind of written and then finished off, so it is like definitely like a new chapter.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
A good chapter.
Yeah, I think it was like such a, when we were writing a lot of those songs, it was just like a huge, it was like transition after transition after transition. But even when you guys joined, like we kind of already had the songs like done. I think it's nice to have everyone part of the,
we wrote two songs
with the, this full lineup, and then but now this feels like first full project where it's all five of us or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's nice. I like it.
I love it because compared to all the other songs we've written, I feel like the two we just finished were almost like the easiest to write and come together. It all just flowed so naturally. Yeah, like the writing
came together very naturally.
And also, I just love them so much. Like the sound and like the way that all the instruments come together. It's just, I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's also really awesome to see that you guys are so excited about it, because then when we see you guys excited about it, we get excited about it. And I also love hearing that is this really collaborative process. So is there like a musical change in direction or anything on like the next EP or whatever you're planning on putting it out as next?
I want to add some more experimental stuff. Like so
more
far,
more samples. I got a synth pedal, but it sounds it sounds really like dumb. Yeah. It's really funny. It's like a mono synth.
You can make it work.
Yeah, it's got a Gary Newman like kind of thing onto it. So let's just cover Cars, but like normally, like the regular.
I think me and Shiggy are just going through like a weird electric industrial era.
Oh my god!
Right now,
I've been listening like so much.
That's kind of bleeding into the Dear Evangelist.
Slash Need. Oh my god, I've been listening to a lot of New Order.
Yes.
A lot of Blue Monday.
How
does it feel?
Our next song might just sound like New Order.
I'm not hearing this in the music at all, guys.
No.
For the next song we're writing.
Not the two songs so far, but for the next one, it's going to be New Order. Don't worry.
We get the frogs in there. They have, like, in the Perfect Kiss, they have frogs and clothing.
We'll be right back.
Right. You're making your way up. You've played at like Project Nowhere. You've played at Prepare the Ground. You had this one show with History as well.
Yes.
Like, it's getting bigger. Firstly, tell me that about that History show.
Yeah, that one was a fun one. I really liked that.
It was like the best day of my life, to be quite honest. I think I cried a lot while I was there, before and after.
You're like crying in front of Morgan Lander.
Were you opening for her?
Sorry?
Were you opening for Morgan Lander?
Yeah.
For Kitty. She's like the vocalist in Kitty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really cool because like it was such like an upscale from like a little DIY venue to like a crazy big, like, whoa, you gotta stay.
And for Idol.
But at the same time, it's like playing a smaller show or like a smaller crowd. It's always, I think it's a little bit more rewarding.
It's so intimate.
I hate to say it because it's just like
so much more connection.
Oh, if we mess up, it's like you can hear it and that's okay.
That's really okay. Keeps you on the edge.
It does. I mean, it's just like people, they get really into it. Like, they start moshing.
It's funny.
Wait, sorry, it's like zoned out. Are you talking about, like, at the little...
Yeah, like, smaller venues, shows? Like, people usually, like, mosh harder than, like, a bigger venue.
Yeah.
Especially when we play with, like, more hardcore men. Like, nobody moves.
I would say, like, for, like, the metal ones, I think that's just, like, the crowd. Oh, sorry. Like, they're more like a head throwing. They're, like, head throwers, you know? Like, they're a little rock and roll, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it's different, like, younger crowds. I find they like to jump around and, like, whatever. But, I mean, at Kitty, like, a lot.
All the young people were moving.
I was like,
hey.
Yeah.
People all the time were just at that show and they're like, oh, I've seen you guys.
It's so
in,
crazy.
In like social situations, you just meet people. I don't know. The scale in my mind doesn't make sense until you like meet people and you're like, oh, History's actually the biggest.
Yeah, place. I met someone yesterday for the first time at our gig yesterday in Hamilton who said, I saw you guys open for Kitty at History, and I was like, bruh, that was like a year and a half ago. That's so crazy that you remember us from that.
For real.
That's crazy. That's so cool. But then it's like quite a big deal as well to be like doing all of that, doing it on your own terms, and then it's actually like it's working, it's getting bigger, you're getting like written about, and like, you know, playing bigger shows and stuff like that. So like, how does that feel? How do you adjust to those bigger stages?
Well, thanks, Aaron Miller.
But also in our heads, I feel like we're just girls. Like, we just, like, have fun, and we, like, I don't know.
We're lit.
We're just having fun, honestly. Like, it's very rewarding to, like, play shows and make music and sing all our songs. Like, it's not like, oh, crazy interviews. It's like, oh, yay, we're having fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and we're doing it together.
Yeah. Like, being on stage is so scary sometimes.
Yeah.
But I genuinely get barely ever nervous anymore because I have my best friends with me.
Thanks, Twilight Sparkle.
Thank you, Twilight Sparkle.
Friendship is magic, guys.
What do I mean? I am dead. I'm the one. I'm sorry if I make you cry. Yeah.
things. Like, you guys also obviously in your music talk a lot about like feminist subjects. I think you came from like Riot Girl background as well to an extent, like metal and Riot Girl. And then to take those messages out onto big stages, onto small stages where people like where you can see their eyes, you know? All that, like, does that play on your mind a bit? Like, to like, you know, just exist in those spaces, right? Like, as women in hardcore music, even.
Yeah, it definitely does. Like, I take it, we all take it very seriously. Like, I mean, yesterday I saw this one girl who I met at a St. Catherine's show, and she came up to me at the end of the show and was, like, just saying how she felt so seen with our music and how she resonates so much and, like, feels like she can really feel her emotions and all that. And she was crying, so I started crying. Because I think she's, like, a few years, like, she's a little younger than us, so it's, like, just to impact, like, you know, younger people starting to get into hardcore. It was just, like, I started freaking bawling my eyes out. We were literally both just crying, talking to each other.
But yeah, like going forward, you know, you have new music on the horizon. What, like, after, you know, two EPs, you've been making music for the last 2 years or so. What inspires the lyric work now?
We've all been writing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like this time, Robin, like, fully wrote a song. So I feel like it's just, like, a very collaborative process. And,
yeah. Whatever we're feeling, honestly.
Yeah. If I were to write, I haven't. But if I were to write, it would have to come from a place of, like, frustration and anger where I would just want to take out my notebook and write.
Yeah, and authentically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is only fair. And you guys come from, like, the Brampton music scene. What's going on over there? And are there any bands that you think we should all definitely be listening to?
Dombe, who is playing right now in Handlebar.
Scab.
Yeah. They just released a new song today, actually.
I'm going to say Buff.
Lice?
Oh, Lice. That's a good one.
Violet.
JLT15.
Okay. Yes. And are, like, what's coming up next for you guys? Is there an album on the horizon? Bigger shows? More things?
Just know that...
It's a very distant horizon.
Big Chungus will let you know.
Big Chungus will let you know when the time is right. Big Chungus will come up and sprout and will be beautiful. And
yes,
it will happen.
Yes, he will become bigger.
Bigger, he will become better and more beautiful than ever.
Yes.
We are trying to play every festival in Toronto and in the world.
We're actually really on track. We're knocking down basically all of them in Toronto. There's more coming. Don't even worry. Like, if you're thinking of a festival in your mind, we're already getting there.
Love that. And where can people keep up with you guys?
Instagram for sure. Bandcamp. Our Instagram is Dear Evangeline Band.
So thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're allowed now.
We get more and more unhinged with every interview.
We do.
Kathleen, and you're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
Yeah!
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive right into some great singles across genres recently released in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with a great new pop rock rooted in folk storytelling track by Piner called Odelia, a song inspired by the artist's reflections on the rollback of gender equality, particularly in light of recent politics emerging from the United States. Rather than giving power to the person who causes Odelia harm, Piner turns inward, crafting a narrative that emphasizes self-worth and empowerment. Let's have a listen.
She no longer wants to be with
And welcome back. That was Adelia by Piner, who you can follow at Piner Music on Instagram. Coming up now on the Release Radar Rundown, we'll listen to Nikki Ray of Sunshine's debut single for all ages called Rainbow Weather, a fun folk pop celebration of all the wonderful colors we see in nature and a gentle message about everyday beauty and inclusivity. A perfect song to enjoy as we move closer to longer days and springtime. I hope it brings cheer to your day.
Yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Look up whenever there's rainbow weather. You'll see the colors are more beautiful together. Black is the shade of the night sky. The crescent moon shines white from a high. The great oak's trunk is brown. Clouds are gray before the rain comes down. Cherry trees in bloom mean spring has sprung. And they're pink, just like my doggy's tongue. Ooh, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Look up whenever there's rainbow weather. You'll see the colors are more beautiful together.
And you are still listening to the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. That lovely song was Rainbow Weather by Nikki Ray of Sunshine. Up next, we've got another new single from prolific local jazz musician and bandleader Oscar Evans called Crab Fight, which will appear on his upcoming self-recorded freely improvised album Sound Permutations, featuring Oscar on upright bass, Paul Morrison on piano, Bobby Shue on sax, and Andy Love on drums. Here we go. And that was Oscar Evans's latest release, Crab Fight, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're moving into heavier stuff now with a track from Exigen's new EP, I Am Rot, called Immortal Rests Not. Check out the archives of the Release Radar rundown for our chat with Nathan Graham of Exigen that we had last week about the new sophomore three-track EP loaded with heavy metal riffs and recorded by Terry Benn at Switzerville Sound Retreat. Here we go with Immortal Rests Not. Enjoy. And that was Immortal Rests Not by local heavy metal rockers Exigen. Coming up, we've got a great new single by D98, the collaborative rap duo made up of N98 and Dupel. The new track, Invincible, explores achievement, confidence, and personal growth through the artist's dynamic production, lyricism, and use of auto-tune. Strong language is present. Listener discretion is advised.
See, I'm on fire, I can taste it, ayy. All about that conquest, blonde bitches, bone sex. King Kong flow, fucking nonsense. I gotta confess, gotta die complex. Get you out that sundress, feel my veins pop less. Fuck a hero, I'm a boss, bless. I feel invincible. She tamed me of my aggression, my lucky little number seven. One day I'll be 97. Death take me of my perception. Just one more hit and I'm lost in a portal, a new dimension.
I'm feeling invincible. I'm feeling invincible. You go.
Listen, I know how they planned it. Six steps, if please taking no damage. Ying dang, got the wager, immaculate. Filter my mind out of this planet. Summons and t-shirt, crop top made it. Higher to break that block, I span it. Been there, done that, guys can't stand it. Fuck it three times, she in love, goddamn it. Bad motherfucker boy, look at my wallet. Jewels went field, I know God got this. Spins back up, girl, me a Wallace. Pop that briefcase, make we happy. My Grayson with the reps, way too fly, so these fucks won't have me. Else, but them bad times passing us, and two real y'all fans all chappy. Shan in the mountains, baby's a fountain. Come on, my mouth to Andre 3000. They ain't as tough as they soundin'. Look at my show, every new hoe countin'. Prove it all well, cause we do it ourselves. And post the flash, y'all, what the fuck about it? I'll put your fave on the shelf, the greatest of all time, hope you found it.
And that was local rap duo D98 with their new powerhouse single, Invincible. We've got one more new track for you to enjoy as well from the Sugar Pills called Everything About Me coming up in just a moment. But before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is a slightly older single called Stand Together, Band Together by Miss Emily, released late last year. Come join CFRC and our friends at the Kingston Music Office for Miss Emily's International Women's Day Showcase on Saturday, March 7th at Broom Factory, co-hosted by our incredible volunteer, May Paul, and featuring fireside chats and performances by local artists Adiari, Luella, Kyra, and Piner. Get your tickets now via visitkingston.music on Instagram, and if you can't make it to the Broom Factory, CFRC will live broadcast the whole afternoon starting around 1:30. What a great way to celebrate International Women's Day. We hope you can join us. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to give us, CFRC, a follow at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. And you can make your own song requests via CFRC.ca and our Instagram page. Yes, you can power our programming with your favorite songs. Get in on the fun. For now, we're going to end our show with the Sugar Pills' sparkling pop confession about joy, doubt, and the spiral in between called Everything About Me, a new single wrapping big feelings in bright, playful sound. Follow them at Sugar Pills Band to keep up with the latest news about their show dates. Listener discretion is advised. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next week.
tonight. Cause baby, you're relentless. Not sure what's in it for you. Said see you soon, and I can't believe you meant it. Been dodging your calls and regretting you. I'm so into you, I gotta see you through, even if you're just pretending. Why don't you hate everything about me? What's so appealing about this? Don't you wanna change everything about me, from my head to my toes to my lips? Why do you want this?
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past from haunted